The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh we have the mitzvah of tzedakah. In Perek Tesvov, Dvarim Tesvov, Pasuk Zayin. Ki yeh lecha evyon me'achar achecho. When there'll be amongst you someone who's poor from your brethren. Me'achar sha'arecho in your gates, be'atzecho in your land, asher Hashem elekecho nesin loch, which Hashem will give to you, le'sa'ameitzes levovcho ve'le'sikpeitzes yotcho me'achicho ha'evyon. You shall not harden your heart, and you shall not close your hand from your brother who is poor. Ki foseach tiftach eshot kolay. You shall open your hand to him. Ave tavitenu de maksore asheyach saloy. And you should give to him in accordance to what he is lacking. And then the Torah goes on and elaborates. Nasan titen lai. You shall give to him. Lo yera levavcha besitcha lai. And you should not feel badly when you give to him. A person gives, when a person receives, he feels good because he's got something new. He's got something more. But when he gives away, when he gives away, he's liable to feel badly because he's lacking. So the Torah tells us, "Layeda levavcho." You shouldn't feel badly. Ki beklal adom rezei yivarechecho Hashem elekecho, because this giving is really receiving. You're going to become wealthier from this giving, because you give, Hashem will bless you. Bechol maasecho, bechol mishlach yodecho, he will give success to all the works of your hands. And in the end, you will be receiving more. We have a number of mitzvahs here, the Gemara tells us. The mitzvah's essay, Poseach Tiftach Heshuat Chalai, that you should open your hands. Noson Titein, you should give to him. We have negative commandments here, Leisikpeitz and Leisa'ameitz, that you shall not close your hand and you shall not harden your heart. The sages have elaborated enormously on this mitzvah, on the greatness of this mitzvah, on the greatness of its reward, on the praise of someone who is zealous in this mitzvah, and from the other aspect, on the lowliness of a person, of a Jew in particular, who does not fulfill this mitzvah properly, and on the greatness of the punishment for someone who does not fulfill this mitzvah properly. We've given many shurim on this mitzvah, but this evening let us go into this again and mention some of the great sayings which Chazal tell us. It will also be a very good Hagdoma, introduction to the weeks which are coming. The Shabbos Mevorchim Meshkei Shel. The Shabbos is when we bless the new month which is coming the following week, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Elul is the time of preparation for the Yomim Tevim, Yomim Neraim, the holidays which are following. And the Chazal say that one of the greatest ways that a person can be mavir es rea hagzera, become exempt from the evil decree, heaven forbid, is through tzedakah, through this mitzvah. Now first, what I would like to do is mention a number of sayings, of statements and stories that the Chazal give us in regards to this mitzvah. Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, Reish Omer Aleph. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omro Olav al Binyamin Atzadik. It was said on Binyamin the righteous, Shehoyah Mamun al Kupish al Tzedakah. He was in charge of the Kupish al Tzedakah, the public fund. One time a woman came to him, and it was time of famine. Omro Olav Rebbe Panaseni. She said, Rebbe, give me Panoso. He says, I swear to you, there is no money left in the fund. She said, Rebbe, if you will not give me panoso, if you will not sustain me, a woman and her seven children are going to die. So he went, and he took his own money, and he gave her money to sustain herself. Liyomim, as days went on, Cholavenotel Lomus, he became very sick, and he was about to die. Omru Malachi Ashores Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel said to Hashem, Ribeinu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Ato Amarta Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael Ki HaKayim Olam Mole. You said that if a person gives life to one Jew, it's as if he has given life to the whole world. And Binyamin, the righteous, who has given life now to a woman and seven children, will he die while he's still a young man? Immediately, the evil decree was rescinded. Tana, we learned, a sifle esri mushtaim shona al shneisov. We learned that he was given an extra 22 years of life. That's one story which tells us the great mitzvah of tzedakah, the great reward, and that is mavirin reya gezar dina. It can cause the evil decree to be rescinded. And that it's tatzel mimavus, it can save one from death. The Gemara, here in the same place, goes into another story. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'Munbas HaMelech. There was a king by the name of Munbas. Who was he? Rashi says, Bena. He was the son of Helena Hamalka, Helena the queen, Merah Hashmonoim, who was from the Hashmonoim. The Hashmonoim was the family of Kahan that drove out the Greeks during the time of Hanukkah. We in the Yeshiva are learning Masechta Sukkah now, so we learned about Helena Malka. Munbaz, the king, there was a great famine, and he opened up the royal treasures, both his treasures and the treasures of the royal family that were built before his time, in order to feed the people during this famine. Chorva alav echav ubeis aviv, his brothers and his whole father's house came and they ganged up on him. Omru lei, they said to him, Avasecho gonzu veisifa oshel aveson. Your fathers went, and they gathered up wealth, and they added to the wealth of the royal treasures which existed by their grandfathers. Vatom bevazbuzom. And now you are just squandering them. You're getting rid of them. Omru lehem, so he said to them, Avasa gonzu lamato. Our fathers gathered up wealth here, down here. Bani gonasti lemalo. I am gathering up wealth up there. Shinema eretz me emes me eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishomayim nishkaf. That the tzedek, the tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be repaid from heaven. Our fathers gathered up wealth which is vulnerable to the people of this world, vulnerable to the economic volatility. I, in gathering up wealth where no one can touch it and no one can affect it. As it states, tzedek tztoko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stores beneath his royal throne, and there no one can affect it. My fathers gathered wealth and they built wealth that will not give forth fruit. And I am building wealth that will give forth fruit, as it states, Tzadik omru ki tzadik ki tov ki prima aleihem yechelu, that it is good for the one who gives tzedakah, because he will eat not only from that but from its fruits. My fathers gathered up treasures of material wealth. I am gathering up treasures of people. As it states, life. From stoko, you get life. My fathers gathered up for others, because when they die, ozbu chelom la'achirim, they leave all their wealth to others. I'm gathering up for myself, which will never be left, never be forsaken, as it states, lochot yet stoko, the stoko will belong to you, no one else. Avayisai gonzu le'ilamazeva, ani gonasti le'ilamavo. My fathers, they gathered up in this world. I am gathering up for the world to come, in the world to come, as it states, v'holach lefanecho tzidkecho kfeid Hashem yosfecho, that when you go into the next world, there you will meet your stalkers. So again we see the great reward that stalker produces. Another Gemara. This is Andav Yud Amr Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Asod Dvorim Koshim Nivru Ba'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 10 elements in the world which are enormously strong. He created the mountain, Barzel Mechatche, but iron is stronger and it can cut it. He created Barzel, iron, Eish Mefafeya, but fire is stronger, it can melt it. He created fire, Mai Mechavim, but water is stronger, it can extinguish it. He created Mayim, Avim Sevle, Eishon. Water is strong, but the clouds can carry the water and move the water from one place to the other. The clouds are strong, Ruach Mefazrosim, the winds are stronger, they can disperse the clouds. Ruach Kosho, the winds are strong, Guf Sevle, but the body can stop the wind. Guf Kosho, the body is so strong, Pachat Shevre, fear can break the human being. Pachat Kosho, fear is so strong, Yai Mafigai, that wine can remove fear from a person. Yain Kosho, wine is so strong, Shina Mefachosai, but sleep is stronger. Person is under the influence of wine, of alcohol, he goes to sleep, the sleep will remove it. Miso, Kosho Mishina, death is stronger than sleep. charity can save one from death, as it states, "Utztoka tatzil mimavus." Tztoka saves one from death. Mar brings another case. This is right near the Gemara we just quoted. Dorash Rab Dastoy, Dustoy, Birabyanai. Bo Re Shalik Minis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minis Basar V'Dam. See how different Hashem is from a human being. A human being may be Deirin Godel HaMelech, a king. You bring a gift to him, even a great gift. Sofik mekablen eisemeno, sofik ein mekablen eisemeno. It's a doubt whether he'll accept it from you or not. And even if he will accept it, it's no guarantee, there's no guarantee that he will give you an audience. Sofik raya, sofik ein raya. Pnei hamelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein okein. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, odem neisim prutelo oni. If a person gives money to a poor man, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him an audience, as it states, "Ami b'tzedek echse aponecho ezba b'hokit tmonasecho," that through tztoka, through charity, "echse aponecho," I will see your face. This is what David HaMelech said. From this, the Gemara said it came the custom to give tztoka before one davens, because when one davens, he wants an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you give tztoka, Mora says this is the guarantee that you get the audience. So, through this, one has a guarantee he can get the audience, even though by a human king, no matter what he brings him, there is no guarantee. Another Gemara, and after some days. Whoever gives money to a poor man, he receives six brachas from Hashem. Now, a bracha from Hashem is a great thing. It states that the bracha from Hashem can almost be endless. So he receives six brachas if he gives money to someone in need. If he comes and he speaks nicely and he appeases him and he makes him feel good, then he gets 11 brachas. There's a question here. Does it mean when you give the tztoka and you appease him? But Tosfos comes to say that this is possible perhaps even without giving the tztoka. If you just appease him. Because when you make someone feel good also, this is also helping him. At any rate, we're speaking here of a total of 17 brachas. Six brachas if you give the money, and then an additional 11 brachas if you speak nicely to him and make him, strengthen him and encourage him and give him comfort with your words. A further Gemara, also brought in the same place, Amar Yitzchok said, it states, Reidev tztoka v'chesed, yimotze chaim tztoka v'kovid. He who is Reidev tztoka. Reidev tztoka means, as a person who gives money, there are people who give money when asked for it. That's not a Reidev tztoka. Reidev tztoka is another level. That's a person who looks for reasons why to give the money. Doesn't wait to be asked, but pursues and looks for reasons why to give the money. So Reidev tztoka v'chesed, someone who is pursuing opportunities to give tztoka and to give and do chesed, yimotzei, the mother brings a pasuk from Mishlei Chof Aleph, yimotzei chaim tztoka v'kovid. He will find life, tztoka, and kovid, and honor. Now we can understand why he will find life, and we can understand why he will find honor. But what does it mean he will find tztoka? So the Gemara says, because he pursues tztoka, he will find tztoka. Now this is to tell us that a person who pursues, is always looking for opportunities to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzei lo ma'aseh va'aseh ben tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him money in order that he can fulfill his desires. That here, a person is looking for opportunities to give tzedakah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that he has the money to give it with. Then the Gemara says another explanation, Nachman Yitzchak Omar. You need a schus to give tzedakah. Not only do you need the money, and your heart has to be in the right place, but you need a schus also. Because many times someone can give money away. He meant to do well, and he gives a lot of money, but it ends up not necessarily in worthy hands. You find all over in the Jewish world and lavdil in the non-Jewish world. Many times you can have millions going out and they're supporting the wrong causes. So a person has to have a schus besides the money and the heart in the right place. He needs a schus, he needs some merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guide him to give the tzedakah in the right places, support the right causes. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, this is what it means, that he who pursues tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the mitzvah of tzedakah. Mamtzi lo b'nei odem amugonim lasis lehen tzedakah kedei lekabel aleihem schar. He will make sure that the causes and individuals that come to him are the right ones in order that he can fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Versus this excludes Yirmiyahu was being pursued by a certain people of a certain city. They wanted to kill him. So he gave them a curse. What was the curse? He said, Omar Yirmiyahu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you mucholim lefanecha beis apcho, osei bohem ribeinu shel olam. Even b'shor shekeifin es yitzron, even at a time when these people, these evil people, decide to do good and they decide to give tzedakah, send them non-worthy people, so they'll give away their money and they won't have the mitzvah. So we see that he who pursues tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that he has the money to fulfill the mitzvah with, and also to direct it in the proper channels. As a Gemara in Ksubos, in Ksubos, Perek Metzias Isha, Daf Samak Zayin Amad Beis. But Mar Ukva, this is one of the sages of the Mishnah, and he was also a very very wealthy man and a very, very generous and charitable person. Mar Ukva havia ani b'shivusay. He had a poor man living in his shkuna, in his neighborhood. It was his custom that he would send to this poor man every year 400 zuz. 400 zuz was a very sizable amount of money. 400 zuz every Erev Yom Kippur. One time it was difficult for him to send it himself, so he gave it to his son and told the son to take it to him. Also, the son went, he gave it to him, but came back, or maybe even brought the money back, and he said he doesn't need it. He doesn't need the money. He says, why? What did you see? I saw that he was eating, drinking, and not only did he have the best wines, very, very expensive wines, but he was mezalfele yayin yoshon. Ziluf is, the Gemara brings, we don't do it now, but they used to burn the besides drinking the wine, see, they would bring an aroma into the house of the wine, from the wine. At any rate, what he was doing there, he was living in a very noble fashion. So he came back and told his father he doesn't need the money anymore. Omar Mufane Kulihai. So when Marukfa heard this, he said, he's such a luxurious person. He lives in such luxury. This I didn't know. I finu vishadrinu nilai. Yeah, evidently I brought the money back. So I afinu vishadrinu nilai. He doubled the amount and he sent it to him. He says, if his lifestyle is so luxurious, then he needs even more. It shows you the great, generally today, often it happens that we give tzedakah, but if we feel that the person is maybe using the money for something which is just not bare necessities, we feel, look, we don't have to help him anymore. So here by Mar Ukva, he knew this person needed money. He wanted to help him, and he wanted to help maintain the standard of living that he was used to. There's a Gemara that says you must help a person maintain a standard of living that he was used to. If he's befallen from there, they mak seide of what he is lacking. Kikonicha nafshe, the Gemara brings a number of stories from Marukva. Kikonicha nafshe, when he was dying, Omar Aisi lichush benoid tztoko. He instructed his household, bring me my tztoko book, my calculations. It was written there that he had given away during his lifetime 7,000 dinrim, which was a very, very large amount of money. Omar Zavadoi Kililil Bo Urcha Rechikto. He says, this is a small amount of mezainis, a small amount of food, and I'm going on a long journey. Kom Biz Bizei Lepalge Memeinai. So he went and he gave half of all his possessions to Stockholm. Then the Gemara asks, how could he do that? It states that if someone gives charity, he shouldn't give more than a fifth. Here he gave away half. So he says, the Gemara says, Hani mili machayim. During a person's life, he shouldn't give too much unless he has, it says, that if he's an Osher Muflik, if he has a lot of money, then he can give. But if he doesn't have a lot of money, then he must give generously, but at the same time he shouldn't give too much, more than a fifth, more than 20%, because Shema Yoreb Min Rechoso, because then maybe he himself will come on to need money. But when a person is dying, so then he doesn't have to worry that he's going to need money. Therefore, he gave away a fifth of his entire estate to tzedakah. Now, we see from two ways. Till now, we have been speaking about the great reward of tzedakah. Unfortunately, we see that just like the giving of tzedakah can bring such a reward, we find that the not giving of tzedakah can also, heaven forbid, bring great misfortune. The Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, Seif Omid Beis. Omid Rabbi Eichen, Mishum Rabbi Yisi Ben Kishma, Gedela Legima. How great is legima. Achila, Rashi says, Shema achilin orchid. How great is the food that you give to someone in need of food. Shehirchikos shtei mishpachas b'Yisrael. Because two great families in Israel from that were, should have been close to Israel became distanced from Israel to the ultimate because they did not fulfill this mitzvah of giving food to Orchim, giving food to those in need. And this was Me'av and Ammon. These were two nations that came from Lot. And when Klal Yisrael came and they were related, Rashi brings, firstly they were related because Lot was a nephew of Abraham. Secondly, they were close to Yisrael because their land was right near Eretz Yisrael. And when Yisrael was coming to go through their land to get to Eretz Yisrael, they came out to meet them with the sword. They said, don't come to our land, otherwise we will come with the sword to you. And they and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they will never be allowed to marry into the central community of Israel. Amen and Ma'av. Never. Because they should have come out with bread and water for you and they didn't. So we see how important it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu legima, giving food to those in need. Because of the lack of fulfillment of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distanced two families from Klal Yisrael that should have been very close to them. Rabbi Yehuda de Omar, Rabbi Yehuda says, we find it's a double-edged sword. Merachekes es akrevim, amakareves es rachekim. It distances those who are close by the not fulfilling of this mitzvah, but at the same time it brings close those who are far away to the fulfilling of this mitzvah. He gives an example. The example of distancing this we have from Amen and Moav. Where do we have Mekareves Esarachikim? Where do we find that because someone did this, who was very far away, he became so close? We find by Yisro. Yisro was from the nation of Midian. Midian was a nation which was a hated nation to Israel. Later on in the Torah we find that it was Bilam that came from Midian that did their utmost to destroy Israel. When Moshe, he was a fugitive and he came to Midian and he helped the daughters of Midian by the well, and they came back and told their father, what did he say? Kiren leve yechalech lochem. Why did you leave him by the well? Call him here and we'll give him what to eat. What happened? Zochu b'nei bonov v'yoshvu b'lishkes hagozis. Yisrael eventually was Megayer. His daughter married Mesha. And the family of Yisrael became not only Jews but great Jews, to the point where they sat in the lishkes hagozis, they became members of the Sanhedrin. It was all because he said, don't leave him there, go and call him back and we'll give him what to eat. So we see God legima, feeding someone in need. It can take those who are the closest and distance them if you do not fulfill this, and take those who are the furthest and bring them close through fulfilling this. Then the Gemara brings another episode and we see the great misfortune that can come from not fulfilling this. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Av Il Mole Il Vuhu Yonason Le David Shtei Kikres Lechem. When Yonatan came back with the message to David that his father Shaul HaMelech wants to kill him, so David said, I have to run away. So Yonason was very, very close to David. So they embraced and they kissed each other. They were in the field and David ran away. And he ran away empty-handed. He had no food and he had no weapons. He came to the city of Nov, Ir HaKahanim, and he asked for food. So they gave him some bread. Later on, when Shaul was trying to find out where David was, So Doeg Adomi, happened to be in Nov, in that city at that time, and he told Shaul, he said that the Kahanim of that city, they took David in and they gave him what to eat, they gave him a weapon. Shaul became so angry at the people of the city who did it in all innocence, because they didn't know there was a conflict going on between Shaul and David, said that he came to that city and he commanded, and meanwhile Doeg went, and this was Rechilus, what he told Shaul, because he knew it would create Machlekes, and he commanded Doeg to kill off the entire city. This caused the downfall of the city. It caused the downfall of Doeg, who was a great Talmud Chacham, and he was very close to Shaul. And ultimately, this was one of the two avedas which caused the downfall of Shaul HaMelech himself and the killing of his three sons. So the Gemara brings, Ilmele Hilvuru Yonason, Ledovich Teki Kris Lechem, had Yonason given two loaves of bread to David when David was leaving Lenehergo, maybe Irakahamim, the city of Noah would not have been destroyed, because he wouldn't have had to go borrow bread. Lenitra Dega Ademi, Dog Ademi would not have become the Rosho and driven out from this world. And Lenerag Shaul Shleishis Bonav. And Shaul would not have been killed together with his three sons. So here we see the great, what it can do, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And on the other hand, when one does not fulfill the mitzvah, the misfortune it brings. The Gemara tells us further in Baba Basra and Daf Yud. The Sanya Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Emer, Kol Amali Meinam Minat Stoko, whoever closes his eyes from Stoko, Kila Ibn Avedis Kohalim, is like an idolater. Ksiv Hochi Yishom Alecho Penya Dover Im Lavovcho Beliel, Nar Pasha, it says that you must be careful to give stokah, and you shouldn't have in your heart something of Beliel. Beliel is a term for a certain type of evil. And it states by Avedis Zora, Yotzu Anoshim B'dei Beliel, also Nar Pasha, by the Irani Dachas, people who are B'nei Beliel. And there it refers to idolatry. So from here we learn that someone who does not fulfill the mitzvah properly is like an idolater. Another Gemara in this manner. This is a Gemara in Ksubas. This is on Daf Samach Vov Amud Beis. Part of this Gemara I brought in the Shir, one of the Shurim that we said for Tisha B'Av. Tells us, the Gemara brings that in the Sugi of Kamsa Bakamsa, Gittin, that when the Romans laid siege to Yerushalayim, there were three Atire Yerushalayim, three very wealthy men of Yerushalayim, who said that we don't have to worry about the siege of the Romans. We have enough wealth to hold out the entire city, even though there were millions in the city, for 3 years. And by that time, the Romans will lose interest. One of those wealthy people was Nachdiman ben Gurion. Mora brings here that when a person gets married, he has to set aside from the amount of money, dowry, that the bride brings in, he has to set aside a certain sum as a fund for her to draw from for beautifications. All types of perfumes and what beautifications and so forth. The ksuba, the dowry, that the daughter of Nachdiman ben Gurion brought with her into the marriage was so much that her husband went to the Beis Din and he said, calculate for me how much must I set aside. So the Gemara brings, she went there with his wife. That every day she can draw 400 gold pieces from this fund every day. Now this was a lebebiyim, and this was an enormous sum. And when they were all amazed at this, Omer lehem, she said to all of the rabbonim of the Beis Din, kach tifzikol ibneisechem, that you should also be able to calculate such an amount, assess such an amount for your daughters. They all answered amen. Then the Gemara tells us another story. It says, Tone rabbonim maisim b'rbiyechem ben Zakkai, she'erechev ala chamor v'yeitzim Yushalayim. B'rbiyechem ben Zakkai was riding, he was on his donkey, with his Talmidim, even going out of Yerushalayim. Or your Talmidim Mahalchin Achra. V'ro Ariva Achas, he saw a young girl, she'isa melaketes se'orim imen gloli behemten sharabayim, arabayim. And she was gathering pieces of barley, which was found amongst the dung of the animals of the arabayim, of the nomads. Kivan Shirosa, when she saw him, Misatfa Besara, immediately she covered her hair, on the Lafonov, she stood before him, and she said, Rebbe Panaseni, give me panoso, give me to eat. Omalo biti miat. So he said to her, who are you, my daughter? Omrele bas Nagdimen Ben Gurion. She said, I'm the daughter of Nagdimen Ben Gurion. Omalo. He said to her, now Rabbi Yehman Zakkai lived, was in during the time of Nagdim and Ben-Gurion, and he knew him very well. He says, Biti, Maman shall be sovi chechon holach. Where is all the money of your father's house? She said, Leikedein matlin matlub Yushalayim. Was it not like those who say parables in Yushalayim? Molach momen chosar. That if you want to salt your money, salt is what was used to sustain things. They didn't have refrigeration like we had in those days. So if they wanted to keep something for a long time, they would salt it. Or travelers, how did they take food and meat? They would salt it very heavily. So they said the parable, if you want to salt your money, in other words, you want to keep your money for a long time, make it where it sustains and it won't get lost, chosar, get rid of it, give it to tztoko. Amnilo chosad, or do chesed with it. So she said, we did not do chesed, we did not do tztoko with our money, and therefore our money was lost. And where is the money from your father-in-law's house? He also was wealthy. He said, we mixed both monies together, and when one was lost, the other was lost. She said to the Gleitman Zakeh, Rebbe, Zokora toke shechsamte al ksubosi. Do you remember when you signed my ksuba? He was at the chasana, and he signed the ksuba. He turned to his Talmidim and said, Zohar ani kishachasamti al ksubasi shalzu. I remember when I signed on the ksuba of this woman. And I read the ksuba, Elef alofim din reizob mi beis aviho. 1,000,000 pieces of gold dinarim. Billion pieces of gold her father gave to her as a dowry when she got married. This was stated in the Ksuba, Chutz Mishel Chomiha, besides the amount of the dowry that the Chosin was bringing in. Bocha Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai wept. The Omar Ashrechem Yisrael, how fortunate are you, Yisrael, Bizman Sheisin Reseni Shel Mokam, Ein Kol Umav Loshin Shel Letiz Bohem, that when you fulfill the will of Hashem, then no nation can have power over you. Zman. When you do not fulfill the Ritzein Hashem, the will of Hashem, then you are given over into the most lowliest nations, like this was the nomads. And not only into a hand of a lowly nation, but even into the hands of the animals of this lowly nation. Then the Gemara asked, when Nagdiman ben Gurin leavet stoker, Nagdiman, he didn't fulfill stoker. It states on him that when he used to walk from his house to the base of Medrash, his servants used to take precious carpets and spread it out on the road before him, and then he would leave them there for the poor to come and collect them. So the Gemara says two answers. Either he did that for his own honor, or kirbei lelamevet le'ovad. He gave a lot of tzedakah, but he did not give in accordance to his means. Kiramri inshe, like people say, lefum gamla shashikna. How much do you load a camel? You load a camel with a load that he's capable of carrying. If it's a small camel, you put a small load on it. If it's a big camel, a strong camel, you put a big camel on. This is the same thing. If somebody is a small man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a small amount of tzedakah from him. If someone is a big man, he expects a big amount of tzedakah. You have many people give within their means, regardless of what their means are. The others are put on a ceiling. They give a large amount of tzedakah and they say, look, this is a very, very nice contribution. Even though their means keep growing and growing and growing, that tzedakah does not. So they say that was the problem. He gave a lot of tzedakah, but not in accordance to. He was such a wealthy person that he could give his daughter a dowry of 1,000,000 pieces of gold, and he could undertake to hold out a third of the city of Yerushalayim. His tzedakah was not proportionate. So there again we see what happens when someone, if we do not fulfill this mitzvah the way it should be fulfilled. One final story. And this we have in the Megillas Rush. The Megillas Rush, it states right in the beginning, "Vayhi b'mei shveit ha-sheftim v'yira b'oretz." It was during the time of the Sheftim, and there was a famine in the land. "Vayelech ish mi-beis lechem Yehuda lagur b'shdei Moav." And a man went out of Beis Lechem to live in Moav. "Hu v'ishtehu shnei bonav." He and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. His two sons were Machlin, Bechilyon, Ephrosim. And they were Ephrosim. What does it mean, Ephrosim? Hashuvim. They were nobility. Rashi brings the Medrash that says a proof that they were nobility is because we see that Machlon married Rush. And Rush was the daughter of Eglon. Rei Hashivasom. Eglon Melech Moav. Eglon, the king of Moav. Now how does it happen that a stranger comes from Israel and he goes to Moav, and then all of a sudden he makes a shidduch with the princess between his son and the king? So we see Hashuvim. They were very great nobility. The question the Chazal ask is, why is it that someone will leave Eretz Yisrael and go to live in Moav? Brought, you can't make a living in Eretz Yisrael. You can leave to find Panosha. But he was a wealthy man. So he made a good living. So why is he leaving Eretz Yisrael and he's going to live in Moav? And yet Moav was the hated people that we mentioned before. So the Chazal tell us, Rashi brings, he went there because it states there was a famine. Osher Godel Hoyo. He was very wealthy. Upane Sador. He was from the generation's great philanthropist. Yotzim Eretz Yisrael L'chutz L'Eretz B'nei Tzoras Ayin She'ha'yisa Eino Tzor Ba'anim Aboim L'deichkai. Because there was a famine, the pressure became very great on him to give more money, more funds. And because of the pressure, he decided, let me leave for a while. Otherwise I'll have to give away too much. And the Chazal tell us he went to Moab, Motza Minas Minoy. Moab also were those who were tight-fisted. Because when Klal Yisrael came, they should have come and meet them with bread and water. They couldn't get themselves to do that. What happened now? And what we see happen was terrible. It states, Vayomas Elimelech Ishnomi. He died. And she remained with her two sons. Then by Amusu Gamshneha Machlin Vikiljan. And then they died. Vatishori Isho, Mishne Yalel Yaldomi Isho. And she remained alone without her husband and without her two sons. And it states, Vayamusu Gamshneham. Also they died. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Gamshneham? First they lost all of their money, and they lost their camels and all of their cattle, and then she lost her sons also. When she came back to Eretz Yisrael, she says, don't call me Naomi, Ne'imus. See, that means pleasant and beauty. Yeah. Call me Mora, bitter, because I left full and I'm coming empty, back empty. Here we see a great tragedy of enormous dimension. Because of Tzoras Ha'ayin, someone didn't want to give tzedakah, the amount of tzedakah that he should have, they lost everything. Now, the Maral brings that tzedakah is a unique mitzvah. From one aspect, it's lifnim mishoras hadin. It's not din. Din is something which is the law dictates it. Tzedakah, you cannot say that law dictates that you should give. Why? Because it's my money. Din means that if there's a litigation and they hand down a judgment that you have to give such and such amount of money to another person, they're not telling you to do tzedakah. They're saying you have to give such amount of money to another person because that's his money, belongs to him, and you're holding it illegally. Or according to the law, you owe him that money. See, that's deen. Tzedakah is lichnim ushuras ad-deen. Tzedakah is above the deen, the law. Because it's my money. You're asking me to take what's mine. If you ask me to take what's yours and give it to you, that's one thing. But you're asking me to take what's mine and give it to you. Therefore, it's lifnim mishoras hadin. But from the other aspect, it's also encompasses yosher, what is right, what is upright, justice. Because the Gemara says tzedakah is midas rachamim. That's the quality of compassion. You give tzedakah to a person in need. And compassion is the right thing to do, which we find is ingrained in the very instinct of people. For example, you go to the nations of the world, you'll find many times hope, they have compassion. Sometimes there'll be a tragedy, they help. You see someone is hurt on the road, they'll help. So from that aspect, it is deen. So from one aspect, it's beyond the basic law. We're asking you to do something more than the law requires. You have to give yours, what is yours, to someone else. But from the other aspect, we're asking you to do what's right, what's just, the right thing.
man's in need, you must give him. In this way, it's different than chesed. Chesed is all lifnei meshuras hadin. Chesed is something that you do not do because of rachem, of mercy, of compassion, or you do not do because someone is lacking something. Chesed, the Gemara says, is bein lani and bein lashiri. Chesed you do to wealthy people also. You bring a gift to someone because you want to give him something. It's not necessarily because he's hungry. So chesed is all lifnei meshuras hadin. There is no din, there is no letter of the law in the giving of chesed. Now, because of this, the fact is chesed is midas ava. Why do you give things to people even though they might not, there's not a need for it? Because you want to express your love for them. You want to express your friendship for them. And actually the Gemara says Ava mekalkeles es hashura. Ava destroys the exactness of the law. It's contrary to it. Judges, when they issue their judgment, are not allowed to have feelings of love, because that will destroy the exactness of the law. So therefore, from one aspect, chesed is greater than stoker. Chesed is what is known as the tov ha-gomor, the ultimate of goodness. You do something for someone else because you want to do a good thing. Well, stoker is not the ultimate of goodness. You're not doing something for someone else because you love him. You might not even know him. See? But from the another aspect, stoker is greater than chesed, because stoker has in it also justice, which chesed doesn't. Can't say that if I decide to give a nice gift to a friend of mine, justice demanded it. That's why if somebody does chesed for someone, it would be proper to say that you did the good thing. You did a very good thing. But if someone gives stoker to someone, there would be more proper to tell him you did the right thing. Man was hungry, you gave him to eat. That's the right thing to do. Therefore, stoker encompasses both. From one aspect, it's encompassing. It's requiring you to do more than the law should require a person to do. I should give what's mine to someone else. But from the other aspect, justice does require such a thing. The yosher, the uprightness. The Maral says this is the reason. See, we have a kasha, we have a question. This mitzvah, why is it called stoker? Stoker comes from the word tzedek. Tzedek means what's just. Why is this mitzvah called stoker? We can say all of the mitzvahs of Hashem are stoker. This mitzvah in particular is called stoker. He says we find that this mitzvah is called stoker because it's, even though Pigudei Hashem Yishori, all mitzvahs of Hashem are upright, because of the uniqueness that there is no mitzvah like this in the whole Torah, that from one aspect you are required to do more than the actual deen demands, than the actual law would demand. For example, in the non-Jewish courts, can they come and bring someone in and demand he gives charity? Issue a judgment, he must give charity. This you can't do in the non-Jewish courts. Okay? So it's something which is beyond the law. From the other aspect, there is nothing as right and as just as helping those who are in need. So it's a mixture of both. And therefore this mitzvah is called stoker, because it has this tzedek in it. That's what we find, which is also very unique. When a person fulfills this mitzvah, he has the greatest rewards, like we elaborated on. But if he does not fulfill this mitzvah when he should, then heaven forbid, we find the greatest punishments come from it. Now we don't find that with chesed. Chesed we find, if you fulfill it, you have the greatest rewards. If you don't fulfill it, we can't hold it against you. You didn't give someone a gift that would have been very good to give him. All right, you're not a chosid, but we can't call you a rosh either. But by tzedakah, you give tzedakah, we've elaborated of the enormous gifts. And this Chazal, the sages, elaborate even much more. But you don't give tzedakah, you close your eyes to a need. Mikre Rosha, the Gemara says, we quoted, is kilo over avedah zara, you become like an idolater. And we see it's a double-edged sword. You gave bread to someone in need. From Yisrael, his sons, he was so far from Yisrael, his sons ended up to be members of the Sanhedrin. Yonasan, the best friend of David, didn't give him bread. And look at the tragedy that came from that. And that is the reason why. This is also why the Gemara brings a Gemara we didn't mention. It states that Shkulat Stoka Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Stoka is equal to all of the mitzvahs because it has in it what no mitzvah has in it in that dimension. And this is also what we find. The Gemara says that Godel HaMa'aseh Yesha Min HaEseh. I mentioned non-Jewish courts could not force someone to give charity. Right? Can't pull someone into court and say, look, that man is poor and you got money, give him some of your money. That you could do in a socialist state, but not democracy. Not a state where we recognize rights of ownership. On the other hand, the Torah fully recognizes rights of ownership. But still we find that when it comes to mitzvah tzedakah, it praises those who pressure others to give tzedakah. It says, God lama'aseh yesa mina usa. If you give tzedakah, it's a wonderful mitzvah. If you influence and even pressure others to give, it's a greater mitzvah. And the Gemara brings kefin al tzedakah, our best deeds. During the time of when we were in Yisrael with all of the proper judicial powers, would force on the mitzvah tzedakah. That if someone was not giving appropriately and the poor needed, they would call them in and say, you must give. Now why is that? Because of this reason. That from one aspect, it's beyond the law. But from the other aspect, there is nothing which is more tzedek, more just. That a person should give from his own to others in need. Let me conclude with a Rambam. This Rambam, what is it? I've quoted very often. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Matnas Inim, Perek Yud, he says, "Chayomin onu lizare b'mitzvus tzedakah yeser mikol mitzvus eser." And this is quite a statement. He says a Jew is obligated to be more careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah than every positive commandment in the Torah. The positive commandments we have, Ramach, Resh Mem Ches, 248 positive commandments. Amongst them is tefillin, and tzitzis, and mezuzah, and shofar, and sukkah, and lulav, and matzah. 248 mitzvahs. And he says we are obligated to be more careful in the mitzvah of tzedakah than any other positive commandment. He said, why? Because besides tzedakah being a mitzvah, it's a siman l'tzadik zera Avraham Avinu. It is the hallmark that a person is from the seed of Avraham. As it states, Hashem said to Avraham, Ki yadatim leman asher yitzav hizbon av laseh tzedakah. Hashem told Abraham, I am choosing you because I know that you will instruct and teach your children how to give tzedakah. La'elam ein ha'adam ha'ani min tzedakah. He says, a person never has to worry that he will become poor from tzedakah, and no evil can come from it. Kol ha'barachim, barach min ha'lov. He who has compassion for others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have compassion for him. Kol mi she'eino barachim. But if someone does not have compassion for others in need, he says, he's avzori. This is cruelty. And if a Jew is cruel, yesh lochus liyachse, then you, his lineage is under suspicion. He says, we cannot find cruel Jews. If we find cruel Jews, he says, they're not Jews. So the Rambam says, brings from the Gemara, no such thing as a cruel Jew. If you find a cruel Jew, he's cruel, but he's not a Jew. He says, yesh lochus liyachse. He says, you can suspect his lineage. He says, cruelty is found by the idolaters, but not by Israel. Israel are brothers, and brothers show compassion to other brothers. So this is what the Rambam says on the mitzvah of tzedakah. These are I mentioned this many times also, that I've spoken to fundraisers, non-Jewish fundraisers, in America, other places, that work for big organizations like Red Cross and so forth, cancer societies, they raise money. They all say, I've spoken to big Jewish fundraisers who are in contact with these people, and they all say that there's no one that gives like the Jews. By them, it's a different dimension of giving. Okay. It's a different dimension altogether. These are some of the words of the Chazals, of the sages on the mitzvah of tzedakah, and we should all be zeicher to live up to this mitzvah and to receive the great brachas from this mitzvah. And it states that b'shus hatzedakah Yisrael nigolim, that the redemption comes through the schus of tzedakah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.